consider his words. Consider his words. Consider his words.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word, and thanks for joining us today. We're going to be in Deuteronomy chapter 10 as we continue our Bible study about what does God require of us. And so while you're looking for a Bible so that you can study the Scripture with us, I want to remind you a couple of things. First of all, this ministry is sponsored by Consider His Word Ministries Incorporated, a nonprofit corporation here in South Florida. If you'd like to help out our ministry, you can do that through the website at considerhisword.org. There's a donation button there where you can help us out that way. And if you would send us a gift, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. However, the prayer journals are free. If you'd like to just write to us, if maybe you don't feel led to help support us, and you just want to let us know where you're hearing your program today, just click on the link there that says contact us at the website, and we'd be happy to send one to you absolutely free of charge. Again, considerhiswordministries.org. It's just considerhishisword.org. The Consider His Word Ministries is for our address. If you'd like to just simply write to us, our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I'll give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. I want to get right into our Bible study today as we're continuing the study in Deuteronomy chapter 10. Remember, Moses was again telling the people about the law. And about the time that he had gotten the Ten Commandments from Mount Sinai and had broken them because of their idolatry, and broken the tablets because of their idolatry, and God had given him a second set. And he's telling them about this second set, but he said there's something more. You know, our Christianity is not just keeping commandments and not just being obedient to the Word of God. Now, that's important, and I don't want to diminish that or take away from that. But look what he said here in Deuteronomy 10. I'm going to read verse 12 and verse 13. He said, "And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good." I believe that last part is important, for thy good. These are for your good. You know, it's funny that in all of the years that I have preached or that I have heard about preaching, I don't know that I've ever heard a message on this passage of Scripture. Yet I think it's very important. He says, "What does the Lord thy God require of thee?" Now, we know that one thing that's important is faith, that without faith, the Bible says, it's impossible to please him. Here, God had given them these Ten Commandments. Moses was telling them, the people, about them, but he said there's something more. Now, he'd given him all of this law, and he said these five things, he says, I require. And the first one was to fear him. We're going to talk about that more late here in a few minutes. Then he said to walk in his ways, to love him, to serve him, and to obey him. I believe all of these are based on a relationship with God, knowing him as our personal Savior. But I want to take this first one that's on our list. Five things. The first one was to fear the Lord, to fear him. Specifically, the Bible says, what does the Lord thy God require thee but to fear the Lord thy God? So what does it mean to fear the Lord? You may have heard that before, that we are to fear the Lord. You know, I believe that from a long time I was told that when you see that phrase, to fear the Lord, it doesn't mean to be afraid of him. Like God is some great monster out to get you or something like that. I went and looked it up, and it does mean to be afraid. And I think that there are some ways that we ought to be afraid of God. That there's a point we ought to fear him like we would fear many other things. I mean, look at how we treated him. He created us, and he blesses us. He saved us, and so many people hardly even acknowledge that he exists. They treat him like dirt when the fact is we are dirt. We were made from the dust of the earth. His name is taken in vain. He's dishonored in so many ways. We disobey him. So many people try to use him. And while he loved us so abundantly, so many reject the greatest gift that he ever given to man. You know, we ought to fear him because he is all powerful. God can do anything. You know, with just a thought, God could take us out. He could take everything that you have. Look what he did to Job. He took everything that Job had, including most of his family. And God could do that. And we ought to be acknowledging him and be thankful unto him. By the way, he's not only all-powerful, but he's all-knowing. He knows all about you. You can't hide anything from God. You might be able to hide some things from your friends or hide things even maybe from family members, but you cannot hide anything from God. Can't hide your sin. Can't hide yourself. Can't hide anything. And God could just send you to hell without ever saving you to begin with. And he loved you. And he sent his son to die on a cross to pay for your sin. And you know, we ought to be afraid of him because God could do to us anything that he wanted to, anytime that he wanted to. Tell you what, it makes me kind of glad that he loves me. Can't imagine what he would be like if he didn't love us. You know, many religions in their gods, their God does not love them. And so they try to appease him and do all of these things to jump through hoops and things to please him. But the Bible says that God is simply pleased by your faith, by trusting him. And so to fear him does, in a sense, I believe, means to be afraid of him. But there's more. I think that where it speaks of fear, it's a word of reverence. That we regard him as high and holy and above all else. And that we keep him in a high esteem and in a high place. It literally means to stand in awe of him. Have you ever thought about how good God is to you and you just sit and just be in awe of who God is and what he's done for you? Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Be still and know that I am God." He's all majesty. He's all in all. And to fear him means that when we look at him, we're overwhelmed by his power and by his presence. Look what happened when Isaiah saw him. I want to go back and read a little bit of Isaiah chapter 6, in the first part of the chapter. Isaiah said, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord, sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims." They were angels. "Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another, said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Now, why would they say holy three times? I believe it was because of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let me go on. Verse 4. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes has seen the King, the Lord of hosts. He is holy, almighty, awesome. And because of who he is, we ought to bow before him like Isaiah did, where he said, woe is me. Now, you know, we read the word woe, W-O-E, woe, woe, woe. But it's more than a word, it's an expression. Just like awe is an expression, it's not just a word. And when he said, woe is me, it was more of an expression like, oh. When he realized who he was, when he stood before an almighty and all-powerful God. So to fear him means that we stand in reverence of him, stand in awe of him. And I've said it several times, it also means that we reverence him. We respect him. And we respect him with a love, really a love that he gave to us. We look at him and admire him. The Bible says we adore him. And we give him the respect and the reverence to which he is worthy. You know, when we respect someone, we listen to them. We ought to listen to the Lord and what he says to us in his word and through his spirit. When we respect someone, we look up to them. And when we respect someone, we often will obey them and do what they say. And so the first on our list is that we fear the Lord, that we revere him. David knew what it meant to fear the Lord. He knew what it meant to stand before God and stand in that holy awe, be standing before an awesome God. In Psalm 86 and verse 8, he said, among the gods there is none like unto thee, Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. And he glorified the Lord. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. We'll continue next week. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.